I'd like to welcome you again to another daily devotional here, just from the study. And across the road from where we live, there's a small supermarket. And I was in it a little while ago and I came across this stuff. Now, it's a soft drink. I don't touch alcohol, as I'm sure you'd be well aware. Don't touch the stuff. And I don't encourage anybody else to. The Bible says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. There's something very destructive and dangerous about alcohol, but this is Iron Brew. It's a soft drink made in Scotland, and this particular one is a limited edition. You notice the date there in the front of the bottle, 1901. So in 1901, Iron Brew was made, I think just outside of Glasgow, and the claim was it's made from girders. It's meant to give you great strength and great power. I should maybe take some before I preach. It might help me a little bit. But this is the original recipe, so it tastes a little bit different from the Iron Brew that you get on the shelf. I always feel that if you drink Iron Brew and you're not in Scotland, you're kind of cheating. It's a little bit like opening your Christmas presents early or something like that. There's something about Iron Brew that you just feel you should be drinking it only on holidays in Scotland. But I took the plunge, bought a bottle of this, drank it, another bottle, drank it as well. I'm trying to keep this one. It's really, really good stuff. And this is the original 1901 recipe, so it's a little bit sweeter, I think. I think there's probably more sugar in it than in the stuff in the plastic bottle. But nice wee touch, and hope to enjoy that a wee bit later on. But as I was thinking about that, Iron Brew was invented in 1901 in Scotland. And I was thinking, I wonder what the spiritual atmosphere of Scotland was like back in 1901. You read about the 1800s. And great moves of the Spirit of God in the mid to late 1800s. You read as well about the Lewis Revival, 1949 to 1952, 1953, things like that. But got me thinking, I wonder what God was doing in Scotland in 1901. And I lifted this little book off the shelf in the study by Dr. Colin Peckham. He married Mary Morrison, who was a convert in the Lewis Revival, and they were both greatly involved in preaching ministry and in the Lord's work, especially within the ranks of the faith mission. And they both went to be with the Lord a number of years ago, great servants of the Lord. And I lifted this little book down and I was looking through it and I came across a reference to the year 1901 in Scotland, the same year that Iron Brew was made. And it says here, in 1901, Fort William, beautiful little place if you've ever been to it, Fort William, saw a remarkable move of the spirit when two ladies battled at first against coldness, indifference and prejudice. Those things are very prevalent in the church and in the society in which we live. Coldness, indifference and prejudice. It was not until the third week that a rift appeared in the clouds and the soul-saving and sanctifying work commenced. Night after night, the hall was filled, overflowing, until the Masonic Hall was engaged. Still the numbers increased, and still men and women were finding peace with God. The meetings then moved to the town hall, and on Sunday evenings this proved too small as well. Christians were refreshed in the half nights of prayer. For 14 weeks it continued, with many, many people trusting God for salvation. It has been a long time since Fort William has had such a visitation, said a grateful writer. Months later, I'm still very grateful, the reporter says, the work of revival in Fort William during the past winter has proved solid and substantial. You know, we long for times like that once again. Missions going on for weeks and weeks on end, not able to close them, not able to facilitate the crowds, people finding peace with God. And then it speaks about the town of Tarbert on Loch Fyne. In 1901, two sisters had a remarkable mission at Tarbert in 1901. And part of a report which appeared in bright words reads as follows. For the first few weeks it seemed as though the devil was going to have the victory, as there was so much coldness in many of us, God's children, and a fearful indifference in the unsaved. In the third week of the mission, the Lord brought us to wait upon him in earnest believing prayer for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the fourth week, the Lord gave us the joy of seeing the first young convert taking his stand for Jesus, who since then has continually been adding souls to her number. You know, so often in our culture, if a mission goes on for a week or two and there's nothing that happens, we just stop and we assume that God's not going to work. But it was 4 weeks without one convert that these pilgrims and workers prayed and sought the Lord. Goes on to say, this has been a special time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and there has not been for many years past such evidence of the work and power of the Spirit of God, nor a mission held for such a length of time that has been so largely attended. The interest never flagged. During the 11 weeks, God has revived the hearts of his own children in a special way, and a great number of the unsaved have been brought into saving and living touch with Jesus. And then the author, writing from 1985, he says, that was 84 years ago. There is no one in Tarbert today who has any recollection of that mission, which evidently caused a real stir. Nevertheless, the fruits of it have reached to the ends of the earth, as the following contacts show. Almost 30 years afterwards, a minister of the United Church of Canada, a doctor of divinity, invited two pilgrims now working in the Dominion to hold a week of meetings in his church, a large church some 60 miles from Toronto. In the course of these meetings, he told the people that he had been saved through the pilgrims at Tarbert in Scotland some 30 years ago, further adding that he knew definitely that there were 8 converts of that particular mission in the Christian ministry. And it goes on in that particular year, Stewarton, Aberfeldy, the Isle of Egg, Ballacoolish, Kerrymuir, Musselburgh, Cockenzie, and many different towns throughout Scotland experienced a visitation of God in 1904. It wasn't easy, of course. Never is. God's work is difficult. There's always been opposition. But whenever we read these accounts, missions going on for 4 weeks, and then getting through to God in prayer, and God beginning to move, and then the missions going on for maybe 10 more weeks, and great fruit of the Spirit. So you think of this stuff, Iron Brew, don't be drinking any alcohol. This is good here. 1901, Scotland reminds us of times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. May God bless you all. Thank you for joining us.